Disclaimer: The Good Divorce Podcast is unscripted, authentic conversations with genuine people. Real life is hard sometimes, and that means sometimes these stories may contain content not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to the preview for The Good Divorce Podcast. I'm Tom Kendrick. I envision this podcast to be a place for people to share their stories of divorce. This could be their own direct experience going through it themselves, or growing up through one with parents experiencing it, and how they or their parents either made it a good divorce from the start, or turned it into a good divorce through the process. Together, we can find and live the good in a tough situation. Who am I, you ask? I'm divorced. It was legally finalized on March 4th, 2020. I would say that the legal process of our divorce was pretty easy and simple, for which I am thankful. The emotional and relational process of taking apart the marriage was tougher, and for that I sought help from a therapist. Through that process, the legal process, going to the required children in the middle class, my own reading and journaling, and hearing the experiences of others, I learned that divorce does not have to be a big, laborious, angry fight. It certainly can be, but it seemed to me that what I experienced as a child and heard about did not accurately portray what was real. It was made out to be much worse than it was for me. This learned fear was a tough wall to climb. And once I reached the top and surveyed the landscape, the wall was really much shorter than I thought. What does that mean? What do I mean by that? What I mean is, divorce doesn't have to be bad. It doesn't have to be a huge fight. It can be good. When I began to realize this, I began wanting to help others learn this. To know that while it is a difficult thing to go through, it can be better than you're thinking it will be. It won't be as bad as you think it's going to be. You might be wondering what I mean by a good divorce, and you might be wondering, what is a bad divorce? I don't believe that there are any official definitions of what a good divorce is or what a bad divorce is. And I imagine by asking future guests, we'll get a lot of different answers. And that's okay. A divorce is a legal process, first and foremost, and it can be different things for different people. And so I think what a good divorce is for one person might not be so good for another, and what's bad for a person might not be so bad for somebody else. So I plan to explore that question inside this as well. As I can imagine, from the various stories that I'm hoping to hear from listeners like yourself, to explore what good means in the context of a divorce. And I initially planned to do that with myself. My first episode will be my story and how I have decided and taken steps to make my divorce good. Because of the various experiences that I had leading up to it, both in the short term and in the long term. And I hope that my listeners will be engaged to consider for themselves, if they're in this situation or about to go through it, what does a good divorce mean to them, and how can they take what they might hear of other people's stories and put a positive spin on it. Make it good. Because, as we'll learn from my experience, there are good divorces out there. And I don't, at least in my experience, I don't think people are telling those stories enough. And I've just recently learned of more and more good divorce experiences from people who I never knew that was their experience. And so I want to get that thought process out there, to know that, yes, it's messy, and yes, it's hard, It's a lot of things. There's definitely hurt involved and negative type feelings. I hesitate to associate negative and feelings together because, as I've learned through my process, that feelings are just, they're just feelings. There is no good or bad feelings. It's really what you do with them. So I don't care for the term negative feelings, but I'm sure listeners will associate with that easily, so I'll use that term. And once I got through some of that hard stuff, those negative feelings, and found a positive thing to focus on, which in my case is my kids, that opened a door to a path of goodness, if you will. I'm certainly not saying I'm perfect and went directly from bad to good. I don't imagine anyone will identify with that. Instead, probably many people experienced what I have, and that's up and down, back and forth. I found that becoming more aware of the up and down made it possible to notice it was happening and then really take a step back and figure out what is really going on here. So I hope for listeners that we'll be able to go along these journeys together with my guests, to hear other people's stories and know we aren't alone. Because as I went through the early stages of the process, I really could have used any kind of support from other people who had been through it. I had some, and it was great. As I moved further along, I'm still noticing I want support from others, and I also want to support others. And there you have it. This podcast is born of that experience. Do you have a divorce story you want to share? Do you know someone who would be willing to tell their story? Please check out the Good Divorce Podcast page on Facebook for additional information, or email your guest suggestions to gooddivorcepodcast@gmail.com. Everyone has a story to tell, and I would love to hear and share yours. If you've enjoyed this episode and others, I hope you'll consider a contribution to help support the software and hosting services required to make this podcast a reality. I do not have plans to include advertisements, so if you're inclined, you can support the podcast by contributing to PayPal at tkendrick179 or on Venmo at Tom Kendrick. Thank you for listening to this preview of the Good Divorce Podcast, which we'll be releasing with new guest episodes very soon. You'll be able to find this podcast on many of your favorite podcast locations, including SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google. To learn more, please find the Good Divorce Podcast page on Facebook. You can also find other social media posts on Instagram at Good Divorce Podcast and on Twitter at Divorce Good. Stay tuned for new guest stories as I line them up. Together, we can find and live the good in a tough situation.